The new study analyzed ice and sediment samples from dozens of locations on every continent to reconstruct variations in global temperature between 20,000 and 10,000 years ago, the end of the last ice age. Harvard scientist Jeremy Shaken, the study's lead author, says climate change skeptics have long pointed to evidence from Antarctic ice cores that rising levels of CO2 in the atmosphere lag behind the warming climate that marked the end of the ice age. But Shaken says the new study dismantles that argument by correlating CO2 levels and temperatures all across the prehistoric planet.
So you put these two points together, the correlation of global temperature and CO2, the fact that it lags a bit behind the CO2, and it really leaves you thinking that CO2 was the big driver of global warming at the end of the ice age.
Other events also helped push the planet out of the ice age. A rare wobble in the Earth's axis resulted in more sunlight hitting the northern hemisphere. Wind shifted, ice sheets melted, dumping enormous amounts of water into the North Atlantic. Shaken says the water flow disrupted global ocean circulation.
And what this did was cause a seesawing of heat between the hemispheres. As it turns out, Antarctica just happens to be on the sort of the leading end or the warm end of the seesaw. So it warmed first, before the CO2 started to rise. But the key thing to realize with this is that this wasn't associated with a change in global temperature. The south was warming first, but it was at the expense of cooling in the north, or just shifting heat around the planet.
Eventually, CO2 release from the deep southern ocean accelerated the warming of the Earth's atmosphere. Shaken says that ancient story emerges from air bubbles and ice cores, tiny shells in ocean sediment, and even pollen at many data points across time.
We try to get records that really are pretty highly resolved, so that have a data point on the order of several decades out to maybe a few centuries. We didn't pull in any records that only have a data point every 1,000 or 2,000 years. That would just be too fuzzy to really answer what we wanted to answer.
During the end of the last ice age, as the climate warmed, CO2 levels in the atmosphere rose from about 180 parts per million to about 260. Shaken says today the CO2 concentration has risen to 392 parts per million, and it's still climbing.
So we've gone up in the last 100 years about 100 ppm. So that's on the same order as the amount we rose at the end of the ice age, which I think puts it into perspective. You know, clearly it's not a small amount. Obviously, rising CO2 at the end of the ice age had a huge effect on global climate. And so we've raised it as much in the last century.
Shaken doesn't see this trend ending anytime soon unless industrial CO2 emissions are reduced at their source, the burning of fossil fuels in power plants, cars, and buildings. He says while the research strengthens the link between CO2 and the ice ages, he believes it also reinforces the importance of addressing CO2-driven climate change in our own time. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.